You're listening to a Halfway Network podcast.
I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter.
Oh, wow. Jealous. Ayahuasca is not spelled the way I thought it would be.
It's a really weird spelling.
I tried typing it like Iowa.
Yeah, it starts with an A.
Yeah, it's like A-H-U, something like that.
Yeah, A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-K or S-C-A.
Oh, I hope
there's for sure a K in there.
Let's throw an extra K, a couple of Ys.
Ayahuasca. English language doesn't make sense anyways.
Boy, I like this Healthline article. It says it's also known as the tea, the vine,
and
la purga.
Ooh. And that's the tea.
La purga.
It sounds terrifying.
Everyone looks so bright today.
Now recording.
Craig Bott. Don't be jealous, but I have a little cup of Girl Scout Thin Mints.
Oh, nice. Ooh, look
nice.
At you.
Did you get them? It.
Where'd you get them from? The Boy Scouts?
It's a secret.
My wife.
This little group of scouts. No, I was actually picking up a pizza. And
ooh, I'm having pizza later.
When I was waiting in line to pay, there was a Girl Scout troop there with a table and the moms, and they were selling cookies. And I'm like, all right, I got it.
Making doe eyes at you while you were buying your pizza, and you're like, not today. Mm-hmm. And then you look back and made meaningful eye contact, and it reminded you of a very sentimental day.
It did remind me of the day when, or the days when I did the popcorn sales with my kids as Boy Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I've been there. Give me two boxes.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole making eye contact with anyone in a public setting is so rough. Sales setting.
Especially with the mask. They don't know what you're... They're just, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take some cookies.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
I was born in the darkness.
Oh!
What?
He rearranged his room.
Ooh, me? Or it's a different room.
Yeah. Yeah, or it's a different room.
No, it's the same room.
The doors are in the same spot. Yeah.
No, it's the same room.
Well, doors and windows are in the same spot.
Oh, good point. But the fish tank is moved.
New fish tank.
Oh, yeah. Fish tank.
New fish tank.
Hmm.
Yes, sir. Oh, he's like, I don't want you seeing my fishies.
Well, there's cord mess over there.
Oh, yeah.
I'll post a picture of what it looks like. I've got some close-ups of what it is. I just finished building the stand over the weekend. Ooh. So
nice, good job.
Thank you.
Do you have
also fuzzy fishies? By the way, three in two other tanks off to the side. So I'm just waiting for the water to finish adjusting.
Nice. And I'm sorry to hear Discord was not, you know, cooperating with you.
Maybe like we should just updates when I launched it.
Threaten it by saying that, you know, we're going to use Skype from now on.
Yeah,
we tried that and it was awful. I think it probably just point and laugh.
Yeah,
you're true. Like, you idiots.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's like we don't need you.
Honey.
We Look are Discord. That. We are now recording.
Is there water in there or no?
Yes. No.
In the fish tank? Yeah.
Yeah. In that photo, I couldn't.
No.
Tell.
Mm-hmm. No. No.
Because it's that clear.
Yeah. Exactly. You got that pH balance on point.
The pH is good.
I'm just waiting for the ammonia and like the invisible chemicals to go away.
Okay, sorry, now Mark. We're alive.
Hey,
no one's here, but that's okay. No one has to be here.
Someone here has chicken nuggets.
We're here.
It's just us. Dank chicken nuggies.
Dank chicken nuggies.
See those dank chicken nuggies.
Actually, I've upgraded to classy Olive Garden.
Ooh,
upscale.
We have different definitions of classy.
I don't mean to call you out, but how long did the whole, you know, we're not going to go out to eat that often last?
Or is we it still? Haven't. Oh, I mean, good job. This was then. Like the first time that we've actually like gone and sat somewhere in quite a while.
That's really nice. Awesome. Good job. Mm-hmm.
And like, I figure this is better than McDonald's.
Ooh. I mean,
debatable.
Carb wise, no, but
taste wise,
healthier wise.
Yeah, it definitely feels healthier.
Yeah.
I wonder if I can make this.
You don't feel like a joke ordering a salad at Olive Garden.
Their salads are so good, but I'm fairly certain none of that is healthy.
Did you know you can substitute the Italian dressing for ranch?
What?
Yeah. Really?
I did not.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
it
I really enjoy
tastes
their
better with Italian, but
yeah, their Italian dressing is on point. So it's like so
this
salty
is Olive
and sweet.
Garden
it's
talk,
probably
everyone.
Not even a dressing. It's
so
it's
authentic.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Straight
so
from
authentic.
Italy.
It's so
I feel like I'm in when I'm there, I'm with family.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that one hurt me.
Not
good
this.
Job.
When you hear your family. Yeah, that's what I think of when I see that commercial.
Oh, I was going to say, your New York Olive yeah. Gardens are a little more mobbish than
very
ours
tough.
Out here.
Yeah, they're really.
Are they just Midwestern, tough. You know? When you yeah. I can't even do an accent.
When
it would have been just
family.
Me. Yeah, I was going to say, just whatever us talking
I don't know
is
what that
like.
One was.
Oh yeah, when you hear, I'm doing like Fargo, you know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. When you're here, you're a family.
We went down to the Olive Garden, you know, and they were super nice.
These accents are what
super
we call
nice. Don't
not
you
good.
Know?
Not don't you know? Good accents.
Okay.
No. I have a feeling that it's going to be some Italian phrase as the title of this podcast episode.
Could be.
It's going to be called the Party Does Not Good Accents, and it's going to feel like a D&D.
Ouch.
D&D
episode. Bad accent episode.
The Party Does Not Good Accents.
I like it. Perfect.
I'll anyway, take it.
I do love that half of us are eating right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm just having cereal. My pizza is on the way.
Nice. Ooh, I just had ice
some,
cream, which was a terrible idea.
You get some Girl Scout
idea.
Cookies with that pizza?
No, I wish I did, but I jogged 3 miles no. before this, so I've gotten
you
myself a small
it.
Pizza.
Good job.
You earned some pizza.
So what did we do this week? Besides Cody having us all get here half an hour earlier than usual.
That was my bad, and I am very
that's
sorry
fine.
About that.
I started watching Jupiter's Legacy. Mm. Can't believe I remember yeah. the name. I keep forgetting it. On Netflix.
It's pretty good.
That was pretty good. It was all right. I actually thought it was going to be super cheesy. I was like, going to be one episode and I was out, but I watched it. I'm like, all right, it's very comic booky looking, but I in a way that I liked. I'm like, all right, it's a little, I don't know if you call it artsy, but very colorful, like the uniforms and the kerpow and all that stuff. Look good. Aww. I liked it.
Yeah, it's yeah, a little cheesy, but it not in
a
an unwatchable
bit.
Way.
Yeah, not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I must not have logged into Netflix recently because I have no idea what this is.
What else did I watch?
Oh my gosh. It's
Josh
what's
Duhamel?
His face?
Yeah. The guy. From the
yeah,
thing.
That one guy.
He's got the
I'm
hair.
Really bad with names.
Clothes.
One guy I don't really hair. Recognize yeah. anyone else the other face. Than Josh Duhamel.
Oh no, that's not who I thought it was. This is why I don't say things.
You don't say things?
I thought it was the guy from the drummer...
Dave Grohl.
No, it's no. okay. Let's. Oh, the rocker.
The rocker.
Rainn Wilson. I thought it was Rainn Wilson. Oh, that's what? Really disappointing that I thought Rainn Wilson was Josh Duhamel.
Josh Duhamel.
Duhamel. Anyways, that's pretty awesome. I binged Invincible.
Oh, that's the next thing
so
I want to watch.
It's really good.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
It is good. It's not. It scared Lori off because. The end of the first episode yeah. gets pretty intense, but the 90% of the show is not that. So I wish she would have stayed and watched it. And then it gets bad, pretty violent at the end. But yeah, the middle portion was pretty intense. It's
Adam
very
Eve is living my best life.
She yeah she, I mean yeah once she gets out of the place yeah it's she's enjoying herself. I just I watched The Boys. Several months ago, and it's just so
that show
similar.
Is intense, man.
I can't. I did, but oh my god, it was hard for me to watch near the end.
I get
like, because of the.
It's just like everything. They do a really great job of making the protagonists feel like they're in a completely unwinnable situation, and you just feel so bad for them.
Yeah,
and then you're so terrified. Like they do a very good job of making me feel empathetic towards these people, but
yes.
Like. It feels like a betrayal. Yeah, it feels like a betrayal of my trust as a viewer at some points because they're just like, he's evil and he's here forever.
Yep. It's real life, I think.
Do any of you guys watch Debris?
Mm-mm. No, I've
Debris, no.
Yeah, it's on NBC, and basically it's about an alien spacecraft entered Earth's orbit and broke apart. And all the pieces of debris rain down all over the earth.
Oh.
And there's a team of like, you know, X-Files type people that will go and find all the pieces. But it's not just that. Each piece does something strange. Like that, you know, this piece stuck in this, you know, a field in the middle of, you know, a farm somewhere.
Iowa.
Puts people in a trance and draws them there. And then they stand there and stare at it, and then they get sucked into another dimension or something really bizarre.
And, that's cool.
Oh, it's one of my new favorite shows. I'm loving it.
What is that on, you said?
NBC.
NBC.
So does that mean it's like Peacock?
Yeah, maybe you can watch it on the
TV. I don't know. TiVo just grabs it for me.
Mm. Old school TiVo. Nice.
Yeah. It's a relatively new TiVo, too. I upgraded a year and a half ago.
What has everyone else been up to since Dave and I have stolen the show?
StolenTheShow.com.
I have been playing Dead by Daylight a lot.
Yeah, I see that.
I've been seeing that too. Good job. Mm-hmm. You're going to surpass
getting
other Austin.
Oh, it's a clash of Austins.
Yes.
Hey, no way.
Yeah. Ain't no way. It's just like, you don't even need to say anything. You just go, yeah, all right, whatever. Sure.
But I've been playing that, and then obviously binging One Piece still, and then built my fish tank stand.
Nice.
And then playing Elite Dangerous. They came out with a new DLC.
Yeah, I saw that.
I actually was thinking about playing that game. It looks pretty cool.
What is it?
It's only $7.50 for the base game right now. 75%
it's an open world like space thing. You fly around space, go to other planets, and can you land on planets?
You can land on planets, and now you can get out of it with the new expansion.
That's fucking awesome.
And so like No Man's Sky ish
like that, but I think
it's an actual sim.
Yeah,
so like it's more about like space travel and less about like colonizing a planet.
Very very simulator-esque though, that they try to make you feel immersed.
I think that's what Star Citizen was trying to be, and
I played
it briefly.
Star Citizen isn't going to come out until 2050.
I bought Star Citizen, and
oh no!
I mean, early on, I bought like this starter pack thing, and I was able to play it. My old laptop could barely handle it, so then when I got my new one, I installed it on there, and that played it all right. But I literally have no idea what to do. I was watching a video trying to, all right, I got to hit that to enter my ship, and I hit it and nothing's happening. And then I don't have credits for something. I'm like, all right, you know what? I took a break, and it's gorgeous, but I don't know how to play.
Yeah. Elite Dangerous looks okay, but
yeah.
I mean, it's a sim. So like people will get like joysticks and stuff to like fly their ship, but
wow.
It's a very difficult learning curve game. So like you gotta really spend the time to like learn it, and it really takes about like 10 hours to get everything figured out.
Wow.
And then you really start to enjoy it. I just surpassed that, so
nice.
Now I'm binging or no life in that game.
Yeah, I got overwhelmed by the tutorial, or one of the first tutorials, and it's too many buttons for me, and my mind just starts collapsing. So
yeah. And the crazy thing is, like, you move with your mouse, but then you use WASD to, like, boost and do all this stuff. And then you also have to press keys over near P and L. And it's like, I don't have three hands.
Then you got to go get some joysticks. Got to go pro mode with this.
Got to go full.
Like, just a, Don't you have like 26 buttons on your mouse or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how much of a pain it is to remap?
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do. That is so annoying. My mouse lets me save different profiles so I can switch between like work and games and stuff.
Fancy. I haven't figured out that piece yet. I think it works on my Logitech. Like it'll detect like what
application I have a Logitech
you
one.
Have open. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't quite got that far. Like I just kind of use. I just map whatever keys on the side to like equals and brackets and stuff, and then I'll just remap stuff in the game to those.
Does it cleverly double as a water bottle? Is that what you're showing us now?
I'm sorry, am I not allowed to experience thirst?
No, I just mean your mouse also is a water bottle.
You can experience it, you just can't satisfy it.
Yeah. All right.
You must dehydrate during this podcast.
Exactly. All right.
Well, great. I'm glad to know that my coffee is fine then.
Yeah,
I've been drinking this whole time.
At night, judging you. So not night coffee.
Two more people. Let's do this.
What?
I've been playing. I finished playing Nier Automata. It took so long. I got it on sale because the Nier Replicant remaster just came out, so I got it for like $20. It was really good. Like I was very impressed and happy with both the story and the gameplay. It just kept fucking going. They show you those end credits like it's nobody. Like they showed me the end credits like 8 times before I'd actually finished the game. I'm like at least 8 times. It was ridiculous. But it was a very good story. And yeah, and then I also beat Pokemon Snap. Beat as in like I saw the end credits, but there's still a lot more to do.
Holy moly.
I've been climbing, working, riding my bike on top of all that, planning some camping trips. Oh, and I'm a captain of a kickball team now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah, you were saying that. So it is still going forward?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I now have a large team of strangers to manhandle.
Ooh, that kind of kickball team.
Sounds like a whole weekend.
Every weekend.
Oh, man, that's exhausting.
No, it's just an hour on Sunday.
That's all I need.
That's awesome.
That's all I need. How about you, Mark? What's going on with Mark?
Go, Mark.
I've been jogging.
Ooh.
You've been getting fit, getting swole?
You don't get swole from jogging. You just get tired. I also have really bad allergies, and the trees are doing their ejaculations at the moment. So that makes me feel sick and bad. So then I decided I'll just take an allergy pill.
Please don't say you took a Benadryl.
No, I mean, it makes me feel slightly less bad. Like I'm not sneezy all the time, but I'm still tired. And the added benefit bonus is cannot sleep. So that's exciting news.
What brand do you take? Or do you take like a prescription?
No, not a prescription. Claritin. Just Claritin. Over the counter.
I use Dollar Tree brand.
I use
get 30 pills for a dollar.
Nice.
I use Zyrtec. Zyrtec really helps, and it doesn't make me peaky.
I can't take them for long, Claritin. Like longer than probably a week, because then it just stops doing anything. So now I'm taking it.
Zyrtec?
I can't sleep. Yeah, I've done Zyrtec, Allegra, Claritin. I've tried everything that there is, and they'll help for a little bit, and then they'll stop working, and then I can't take anything at all because I'll just not be able to sleep, and I'll still be sneezy and feel bad. So, anyway.
Awful. Oh, that sucks.
That sucks, yeah.
Just take Benadryl at night. It'll knock your ass out, and then you'll be fine.
You'll wake up in the morning, and you'll be like, did I even sleep? What happened?
Have you seen those TikTok videos of the guy that takes Benadryl, and it's him reenacting like Benadryl coming in and he just fucking socks him in the face and he passes out.
Like NyQuil. You know?
Let's see if
NyQuil
I can find
is
it.
Like that for me.
Hilarious.
It sounds exactly like what happens.
Yeah, Benadryl's pretty strong.
I think that I edited the music, but I don't know for sure that I uploaded it to this tablet. So we'll see since it's time for Cody's games. Let's see if that works.
Ready to brew.
That one must be the same, I guess.
I found it.
The ready to brew music. Are you ready to brew,
worried.
Cody?
I'm so
can you not hear the ready to brew?
I don't know. I heard the Ready to Rubber, but I don't hear the music, so I wasn't sure if you were still messing around.
I hate.
Okay, I only have one question for each of you, because there's really not much going on in the tech world that I believe is worth quizzing you on. So, Dave, we'll start with you. Your first and only question.
I am ready to brew.
What streaming service launched a dedicated hot tubs category after advertiser and community pushback? A hot tub streaming category.
This is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I didn't hear about this. I'll just throw out Twitch.
You got it.
You know why?
No.
Because one of their content creators got like delisted from their ad platform because she was streaming in a hot tub. And then she threw a fit on Twitter. So they're like, all right, we'll add a category. But when you're in here, we're not going to show ads.
Yeah, super awkward that like half of their user base are children and it's now just softcore porn. Like women in bikinis and, softcore playing video games.
There's age restrictions. Like if you're gonna stream that, like Twitch should just age restrict your channel. I mean that's that's what it comes down to. And then if you're in the if a child's in there, there's no big deal. Yeah. I mean you're clicking through the start watching button. I mean that if you accept that, you get ads and they get paid for it. I don't see any problem with it, but it's gotta be categorized correctly.
Half naked people playing video games.
Makes sense.
Which, you know, I'm cool with. I just I don't think most of those people on that platform would wanna be half naked. So
well you don't wanna be?
Oh.
Sounds fun.
Oh, I do. Oh yeah, let's actually. I forgot we're using the platform. Do we want to start a hot tub podcast?
We should start a
hot tub
podcast.
I don't have a hot tub.
I have a hot tub, so I can podcast from my hot tub.
Nice. I forgot you said we
just only if you're in lingerie.
I forgot you said
attach
we each only have
arm
one
to
question.
The side and hang
ready
it over
to brew.
The way we can hear the bubbles popping.
That'd be
okay.
Awesome.
Mark.
Oh.
Just random. Some dating apps, including Tinder, Hinge, and Bumble, are promising more matches when users acknowledge they received what?
Oh, the COVID vaccine.
Get it. Go, go, go. Yeah, these are the last one's kind of tough.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, let me fade it down.
That's some good fade. I can't even hear it.
You bitch.
Ready to brew.
Okay.
There we go.
Iowa, Austin. You're going to get the easier one because I think there's a chance other Austin will be able to get the last one. Ayahuascan. Android 12 will allow Google and Samsung phones to be used as digital keys for what?
I think I know.
As keys for what? Ignore the digital. As keys for what?
What do
you use keys for?
Is it for a technology?
It's
for like crypto. Is
not like that. Like,
oh,
there's two things that you use a physical key for that this would replace. You have a 50% chance.
Oh, your house door?
No, so cool.
No.
I mean, I feel like
car door.
It is car. Well, so you wouldn't even need to carry keys around. You just have your cell phone, your car. It would just work like a proximity key that you already have.
That sounds so easily hackable, though.
Only on. Like new cars though, right? Like they're not like making an adapter or something that like hooks into your current car.
I could probably see them releasing an adapter at some point the way
like
they
an
do
aftermarket you know car remote start or whatever. Yeah,
he's gonna install that in his BMW and have the
dude, I will. Yeah. Absolutely. So my
news.
BMW doesn't have remote start, so if
I can
do it from my phone, I'll do it.
Bummer. Okay. Michigan Austin.
Let's see those dank chicky nuggies.
Let's see them.
Okay.
Love it. Love it.
This has been big news.
This isn't the right music, right? Isn't this supposed to be ready to brew?
I honestly can't
ready
hear
to
the
brew.
Music.
I heard that.
Yeah, I hear the ready to brew. But anyways, the Charlie Bit My Finger video with nearly 850 million views will be removed from YouTube following its potential sale as a what?
Oh, come on. I know that.
As its potential sale as a NFT?
Yeah, get it. Good job.
That's crazy. I hate the internet.
I think it's insane.
Sometimes I really hate the internet.
Like, you know, the Charlie Bit My Finger video is probably bringing in a, you know, a couple $1,000s a month for these people. Easily. And they're probably going to sell it for some insane, exorbitant price.
Stupid money. Be set.
I would.
And be set.
As if but they're not already set.
Probably yeah, that's, are, yeah.
That's true. Like, but I thoroughly expect that if this sale goes through, you're going to see a bunch of really popular, famous YouTube videos that have been around for all of history start coming down because people are going to want the NFTs.
You know, what NFTs might inspire? They might inspire like a total revamp of how copyright works, which would be excellent because Disney really fucked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know about that, but I know digital content like in the online world is such a pain to control. And it gets stolen all the time and reproduced and without permission. And
if you want to have a very sad day, look at like what Google what Disney has done to copyright law. It is brutal. It's the reason we can't have nice things in general.
Mm.
Yeah, they're such a powerhouse. They're just yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because they own fucking
everything.
They own every record media, company. Yeah. But they started with the copyright law. Like they made millions off of, you know, public domain stories and material, and then changed copyright so that they could be the only ones that control
that's,
it. You know?
Yeah, that's a really good point because most of their early stories were just like fables and tales, right?
And then Grimm's fairy tales that have been adapted for like a more general audience. Yeah, exactly. And then they're just like, but it's ours. This is IP now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So much fun.
So now our tales from tech support. Internal car 8922 wrote this story 12 hours ago. This is from years ago when I provided tech support for a company of cheap PC clones that are no longer available in the US, but which are still sold in other parts of the world. Now, to say that many of the purchasers of these computers were first-time users is a vast understatement of the case. Many of my best stories from this time come from the nexus between bad hardware design, cheap customer service solutions, and insanely novice users. On this occasion, an older woman calls to complain that her mouse takes up too much space on her screen. My initial diagnosis is that somehow she got a giant mouse pointer. This sometimes happened in Windows 3, but directing her to the obscure setting for the mouse pointer size was proving rather difficult. As I was attempting a different approach to get her where we needed to be, I had a flash of insight and realized what was actually happening. "Ma'am, are you using the mouse directly on your screen?" "Of course, that's how it's done, isn't it?" "It works, but it does tend to block your view of the screen some." "Yes, it does. That's what I'm complaining about." "Let's try this. Put your mouse on the desk next to the keyboard." "Okay, it's there. Now push it forward." Audible gasp. Confused user. "Oh, that's so cool. So I can do that too?" "You absolutely can. In fact, that's how most folks do it." She was absolutely delighted and so very grateful, and her mouse no longer took up too much space on her screen.
Does she ever walk around and see other people using computers? I'm just curious. Not. Like, does she see other people going like this? Probably not.
That would be the worst if that's how you had to use a mouse.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of like a style. Yeah, let's all do Help Desk Nightmare. We should sell our shows as NFTs. These things are so great. Everybody's going to.
I don't think
Cody can't do that because he's got the track ball, the roller ball.
Oh, no. That's at work.
Oh, this is.
But I don't have a light in my...
Oh, sad.
Yeah, weird. Mine's invisible.
Oh, there it is. I see your light in the front. Cody, you have a blue light in the front, right?
Oh,
I
can't it's see just my light. It's
oh, it's like an accent
RGB,
light.
Yeah, like, oh, gamer mode.
Oh, it's super
more
cool.
Lights make you game better.
Oh, you're like a lead gamer, though.
I have the darker version of your mouse.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Whose? Mine?
Yeah, or wait, you have the two, don't you?
I don't know.
What?
Three.
Mm. You have the three?
Seven.
Yeah. It looks so much different.
It was technically for Mac.
I don't know. That's probably worse.
Dick Cheney 600 wrote this 4 hours ago. This was the family's iMac that we all shared. There were some thunderstorms in the area, and nobody was actively using this computer. Twice, the lights had flickered during the storm, so I was concerned about data loss from an uncontrolled power loss or dip or damage from a lightning strike. Since no one was using the computer anyway, I proceeded with an orderly shutdown, and then only then did I unplug the power cord from the back. There was no network cable or anything else that led to an outside connection. We had gone on vacation the next day and had been gone for several days. We came back, and my sister plugged in the iMac and tried to turn it on. Nothing. No fan, lights, or startup sound. Try another power cord, another outlet, unplug everything except power and try it that way. No dice. It's completely inoperable. Unfortunately, Macs in particular don't really share that many parts between models except the most similar ones from the same year and model, so swapping parts wasn't really an option, not to mention accessing the power supply itself, so we took it to the repair shop. They found that the motherboard had died. Somehow, the motherboard, not the power supply, just up and died when we tried to start the thing up again. And then he's talking about how he hasn't seen that before. In the grand scheme of things, a majority of hardware failures in general occur during startup, not while running, but he was very shocked.
Wow.
That's rough.
That's so, why you don't get a Mac.
Got him.
I wonder how old it was. Because that seems
fairly
unusual.
That'd be interesting to know. Because, like, I don't know. Like, Apple will refuse to, like, repair, like, older hardware. They'll just say, like, yeah, just get a new one.
Just buy a new one.
And you're not really allowed to do it yourself.
Right,
or take
with all
it to
of the
some
money that we have after buying your first one.
Yeah.
Aren't
they, like, a huge opponent of that Right to Repair Act stuff?
Yeah.
There's that dude on YouTube that does all his Mac repairs. And he's constantly
Lewis
fighting
Rossman
with them.
Is the
he's
shit.
Great, man. He shows you literally everything he does.
The diet and how he does it. That way, awesome. He's brought viewers, or not viewers, but like customers in because of, like, you know, their stupid story about how they went to the Apple store and they were like, yeah, just get a new one or pay $600 for us to repair it. And they bring it to his store and he's like, hey, you want to be in a video? I'll only charge you like $50 or something
or
like
whatever.
That.
Right.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, well. And they, wasn't he like testifying? Like he was at some, I don't know where he was.
He's raising money right now for it.
He's awesome.
He has raised almost $1 million so far out of his 6 million goal for Right to Repair. Like they're going to push a bill through to like make it more like the car industry.
He's in New York, right?
Yep.
Next time I'm in the city, I should go stop in. Just tell him
hi.
Love your channel, man. Yeah. Good work. Keep up the good work. That's it.
And he'll say, don't bother me. I'm busy. Just
I'm
working on something here.
Just keep it quiet. It doesn't say quiet. Wrote this one. Let's see. A coworker just came to me and asked me to redo and simplify the Excel sheet we use to track how many COVID tests we give out every day/week. They seem to be complaining about how inefficient it is and that she just doesn't understand it. She's the temporary stand-in for me because I have the next 2 weeks off. To clarify, it's literally a table with three columns and a bottom row summing up column B and C, respectively. A's for the date, B's for the amount of tests given out each day, C's for how many positive cases we have. So because I don't really know what's supposed to be so hard about typing a number into a cell, I walk over and ask what the problem is. Hi, I heard you have trouble with the COVID list? Yes, this list makes no sense. Why did you only put one field for the sum? It's totally inefficient because now I have to print out a new page every day. Why would you print it out? It sums up automatically. What do you mean? Okay, explain to me how you intended to do this. I print it out and write the numbers into the fields. Then after each day, I add it up and write the total in the last row. But I have to print out a new one every day. That makes no sense. Cue me explaining that in Excel you can type a number into a cell and the sum function adds up the numbers automatically. You don't have to use a calculator. And no, you don't have to print it out. You just leave it in the group share folder where it's already at. And no, you don't have to send the thing as a printout version to our boss because she has access to the document and can check it whenever. Sadly, I can't appoint someone else as a stand-in because the others are too busy. So there's two updates. Update one, my manager asked me to fill in the Excel sheet even though I'm on vacation. She now only sends me the numbers via email, and then I update the document. So she can type in the numbers into Outlook and send me an email, but can't type the same numbers into Excel and click save. Great. And update two is, I said fuck it, and now my manager is doing it herself.
Good. Is that one of my users? That sounds like one of my users. Yeah. I'm not kidding, unfortunately.
I feel like Excel is by far one of the most valuable skill sets in an office environment these days. I felt
and it's really not that hard to learn.
No. It, what, not the basics.
I think it's, everyone thinks it's this really overwhelming, insane program that only programmers use, and they're not willing to learn. But I have someone in my office, and I feel so bad. She joined the team about the same time that I did. And definitely not my wife. She's transitioning to another department, so I had to start learning a role because Mark, it's the whole like, oh, we can't find someone to do it, so let's just combine your two roles situation.
That sounds fun.
So she's showing me this thing, and she's like, yeah, this is like one of the worst parts about the job. It takes, you know, about 6 hours a month. You just have to go line item by line item in this 800 line item Excel spreadsheet, and you have to color them, and then you'll total it based on the color. And I'm like, why don't you just sum it? She's like, what are you talking about? And I did a pivot table, which is very slightly more advanced, not that much. Did a pivot table, did her entire job for that in 5 seconds.
In one of the like you got to know how to ask it. Yeah. Like,
yes.
Hey, how do I do this?
It's like knowing how to Google something.
Well, not only that, but like, you just how to even phrase the question. Like, this is what I'm doing. How do I do it in a more efficient way by doing X, Y, or Z?
Well, and I think even having the courage to ask the question, hey, does anyone know a better way? Is so valuable, because the problem with her role is that that's how she was taught, and she just assumed she had to do it that way. So most of her job, unfortunately, is using Excel, and I could have made her job 80% easier by just teaching her a couple formulas.
A lot of people are just too scared to ask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And some people, they're too smart, and they'll just milk the money and just say, oh, yeah, it took me 2 hours. And in reality, it took them 2 seconds.
And the bosses don't know necessarily. They don't, you know.
Dude, if I was an accountant, like, come on.
Yeah.
Okay. And that'd then also, milk, before we get to Austin's favorite part, Austin, Milk MGN wrote a very short one. Short story, he says, or they say, but kind of funny. A user is saying this part. Help, I've just bought a secondhand gaming rig and I've got no signal on my monitor. Default troubleshooting steps, fan, DRAM, every place with a cable plugged in, none work. So you're sure that your graphics card is plugged in? Yes. Well, sometimes motherboards make you select which graphics adapter to use. Can you please plug your video cable into the motherboard if it has one? Wait, I already plugged it in there. Am I meant to plug it into the graphics card? Face palms all the way to China, this person wrote. Yes.
Yeah.
For some reason, as soon as I got them to plug into the graphics card, the PC started magically working. Didn't stop the RAM from going bad an hour later, though.
Oh, man.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
That you're supposed to plug it into a graphics card. Like, only people that have built a PC, like, really know that.
Yeah,
there are some Dells, I didn't mean to cut you off, but there are some, I think it's a Dell thing, where it'll actually come up and say, you have it plugged into the wrong thing. You've added in a graphics adapter. You need to move it to that because this won't work.
That's smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've actually seen that, you know, we bring machines back to our bench, I throw them on the bench, you know, someone will plug stuff in, or I'll just go around without really looking, and it comes up, oh, I plugged it into the wrong fucking thing, and I go back and do it again, and it's fine. And I was like, I'm impressed that it said that. I was like, that's very helpful.
Yeah, it is.
That's really cool. I haven't seen that before, but also I hate Dell. Their laptops are okay, but like their PC, like desktops, like their, not their like workforce Optiplexes, but like their home.
Oh, the line home ones? Yeah.
And their gaming line, they're absolutely shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, the Optiplexes
don't,
that we have are pretty decent.
Don't copy strike me, Dell.
This music's going to be maybe loud. Hopefully not. Oh, wait.
Let's see those dank chicky nuggies.
Breaking news.
Time.
Breaking nuggets.
May 24th.
Breaking nuggets.
May 24th of what year? The first night Major League Baseball game is played in Cincinnati. The hometown Reds defeated the visiting. Doesn't matter. I don't care about baseball. Night baseball caught on around the league very quickly, except for the Chicago Cubs, who didn't play a home night game until 5 years later. May 24th of what year was the first night baseball game?
1960.
Thank you for guessing. I wasn't sure. I was like, are we supposed to tie this to the invention of the light bulb?
I was tying it to the invention of the, like, to when, like, at-home television was more of a thing.
Ooh, that's, I'm just going to say 1970.
I was going to say, like, 1945 or 19, I'll say 45.
I'm going to go way later. I'm going to say, like, 1985.
1985.
Was ready for that one. He didn't even have to pay attention. He's like, I know I'm going to hit this.
Try again.
Year one.
1921. When was baseball invented?
1930. I don't know when baseball actually was invented, but early 1900s, I mean, I'm sure.
I think it was around before, like, I mean, well, it's a variant of cricket. Time. The before times. 1931.
Oh, ouch. Who else? Oh, Iowa Austin, did you guess the second time?
Why did you say?
I did not.
Because I said 30.
Gotcha. Right? I was like, why'd you say ouch?
Because Dave said 19.
Cody, what did you guess?
2009. I don't know.
I guess I'll split the difference, which is all being a group, 1925.
The correct answer
is
1935. So, Michigan Austin. Hooray.
Price is righted you.
Nah,
he sure did.
1935.
He gets to spin the big wheel now.
Yeah.
You're ugly. You're disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
Here you go, Dr.
Breaking
Phil.
News.
Give me Dr. Phil.
May 24th of what year? Not the same one. Samuel Morse sends the first telegraphic message over a line from Washington, D.C. to Baltimore. The message was, "What hath God wrought?" transmitted to his partner,
the first text message.
Alfred Vail, who retransmitted the same message back to Morse. This formally opened America's first telegraph line, launching America's first form of instant communication in history. The biblical text was selected by Annie Ellsworth, doesn't matter, the teenage daughter of U.S. Commissioner of Patents. May 24th of what year
I've
was the first telegraph message
I've
sent?
I've read it.
Oh,
what year
really?
Was it?
Yes.
Hope you get
little
the right thing.
Fact, little known fact, the reply was, new telegraph, who dis?
Yeah. I really true. Wish that, like, we had, like, funny, memey people back then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was more like, serious. Humor hadn't been invented yet. Like.
Yeah, not really good humor.
Well, I think just like, the standard for humor evolves as language does, as language and culture does.
That's true.
Is this all stalling because no one knows the answer?
Maybe.
1830.
1831. 31.
Oh, good.
Ouch.
Iowa Austin, 32.
37, 39, 406. I don't know.
What'd you say, Cody?
69.
New telegraph, who does?
1869.
35
BC.
I'll go like 19. Well. Not 1848. I don't know.
Ooh.
Okay.
The correct answer is 1844.
Oh.
I don't remember who
that's
guessed.
That's Dave.
What?
Yeah. Who?
1831 is the closest without going over.
Yeah.
Price is right, Jack. Interesting. Interesting.
I spin the wheel of Dick. I spin the wheel of Chicky Nuggies.
Yay. Yeah. I hope
sugar
you get
daddy,
barbecue.
Help me, sugar daddy.
That's not what I got.
Breaking news.
Breaking nuggets.
You might have heard this exact fact breaking before as nuggets. Well, because May 22nd of what year, Orville and Wilbur Wright are granted the first airplane patent in the U.S. for their, quote, new and useful improvements in flying machines. May 22nd of what year, the Wright patent was granted.
1916. No fucking idea.
1920.
I asked Lori. She doesn't know.
My wife. 1860.
309.
One.
One.
The correct answer is 1906. So Michigan Austin. Hooray. Two
wow.
for
all. By 40 years.
Yeah. Turns out. Good guesses. Okay. I only did two limericks this time, so y'all are going to have to shout out your name if you know the answer, and you can win a point. And maybe someday one of the Mark's Friend cards that haven't been finalized yet.
Sorry, I've been busy.
Oh.
Too anyway, busy biting your lip.
So here's limerick number one. In the past, it has been quite a bitch. Unless you were some sort of a witch. But it's quite a delight turning on and off light. You can finally use a hue.
I was Switch. Austin.
Switch?
Yep, the correct answer is, but I don't know who said it first.
Michigan Austin says Michigan Switch.
Austin won. I was trying to offer Iowa.
He was
Austin
the only out. One that said his name, right?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't say my name.
So Hue has made smart lights. For years and decided not to develop any kind of wall switch replacement. They still haven't done that. But they basically created a button, Zigbee. No, they created it, but they made a buttonless Zigbee remote control essentially that goes into the receptacle, like between the electricity and the actual switch. So they made this weird little module that wires into the existing wall switch. I guess it's better than nothing, but it's still not just like, just create a switch or something to replace it.
Literally, just go out and buy the switch, take the cover off, like the backing, and then just put your little fucking Wi-Fi dingle chip in
there. Sell it for $40, even though it's a $1 switch, and it's fine.
Wi-Fi dingle switch. I love the name of that.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain I've seen like an as seen on TV item where you just put it over a normal switch and there's a mechanical thing in there that goes up
and
down.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I actually bought one of those. It was like it was on a whim and I said, I want to try that thing. And it worked.
Nice. Yeah.
I actually was able to, did that actually work? I'm trying to remember. I set it up and we were going away on vacation. I'm like, perfect timing. We're going to play with it. I'm going to be on vacation and I'll watch my home camera and I'll turn my light on.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Nice.
Get it.
Here's our second limerick. Iowa Austin's favorite part of this episode. Okay. Catching criminals could be a breeze if you use a ray gun that can freeze. But you might be surprised when the cops mobilized, you can also get caught posting. This one's a hard one.
So I heard this story today about Honolulu, right?
It's the UK, I think.
Oh, I thought they were talking. Is this a story where are you gonna people say are an starting answer? To get tickets?
No.
Well,
this is one particular criminal. Want me to read it again?
Oh, this is not what I thought.
Yeah, well, maybe read it again, let's see.
By posting...
Yep, catching what? Criminals could be a breeze. So criminals breeze. Is the actual clue here.
Freeze.
Yep, if you use a ray gun that can freeze, but you might be surprised when the cops mobilize, you can also get caught posting...
What rhymes with freeze and breeze?
Knees, seas,
knees,
caprice.
Cody might have done once upon a time a podcast that had this word in it.
Jeez! Oh, I saw this story. It was like some cocaine dealer or something.
A man posted an innocent picture of cheese online, which normally wouldn't be a problem, but that same man was identified as Carl Stewart, 39, of Liverpool, whose job was to supply cocaine, heroin, MDMA, and ketamine. The picture he posted contained a clear image of his fingers, thus his fingerprints and palm, which were used to identify him by police.
I want to know what fucking camera phone has if they can get prints off of it. Jesus.
Yeah. They can get his prints off of that? Jesus Christ.
That's insane.
Yeah. So don't post your
probably
cheese
the Samsung
online.
21 Ultra or something with the like a mega zoom camera.
What was that?
Yeah. Oh, the Michelob Ultra. Yeah, for yeah.
sure. What was that movie where Will Smith was it? I Am Legend. Some movie he like, no, Men in Black. I think.
iRobot.
Men in Black.
Oh.
He like put his fingers.
Oh, where he got his yeah. fingerprints zapped
burned
off. Yeah.
Burned off. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. He's like, he's ah.
He's holding that ball. Yeah. Ah, Jesus Christ.
That's exactly how he acted.
Yeah. He's like, ah. Ah.
Ouch. It hurts.
And then he went and did Gemini Man.
Ouch. That brings us to the time where we ask Michigan, Austin, what do you fuck with this week?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
What do I fuck with this week?
Yeah. Broke the cycle.
My birthday. I fuck with my birthday.
Oh. When is it?
When's
it's
your birthday?
May 30, it's May 31st. So
oh.
it's
May? Wow. It's so Memorial Day weekend.
Gross.
Nice. Oh, Memorial Day. Yeah.
That's
never forget. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
And we're all going rock climbing. Isn't that true, Cody?
Yeah, so I'm still waiting for the invitation to the rock climbing pizza party.
Ooh.
I'll bring the Mountain Dew.
Not do you have to eat pizza while you're climbing?
Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. You okay. have to
no,
eat
you
have
to
eat your
to
weight
pizza.
In pizza Ooh. Before you climb, and then the last person to throw up wins. It's like the epic hack oh. episode of Family Guy.
That will
there,
awesome.
Will there be a
oh,
ball
that was
pit?
Great.
What did you say?
Will there be a ball pit?
No, no, no ball That's, pits.
I have to RSVP no. Not going.
Maybe.
You have, to, ball pit.
You have to climb up the wall to get the pizza, and then you have to hang there, eat the pizza, and then you fall backwards into a ball.
Yeah,
pit.
You repel
I would
back
love
into
that.
A ball pit.
Hey, I like this challenge. Yeah, I totally say we rent that. Out the climbing facility, the whole thing.
That's expensive.
We'll pay them in favors, physical
right.
favors.
Oh, then definitely. Yeah.
We'll turn
that's
our
that's some Bitcoin. Attractive.
We could turn our episodes into NFTs and just give those.
Yeah.
Oh,
make
yeah.
15 cents.
The first
we're willing done. To pay you in NFTs. We would owe them
we can
money.
Give the first 60, like the first 60 episodes.
We'd have to pay them to
yeah,
take them.
Because those aren't posted anywhere. The first 60 episodes are NFTs. Buy them now.
Yeah, those are the dark days.
Yeah.
The dark days have helped us.
I
nightmares.
Fuck with this Actually, meme that someone just sent me, which says, it's not the most ethical move in the world, but in a pinch, you can hand off a cursed object to basically any baby. So,
it's what object?
A cursed object.
Cursed
sure. object.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, like,
they will willingly take anything.
That, so that would solve, like,
in my opinion,
probably put it in their mouth.
They probably will try to eat it.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be more effective to go like to a cancer ward or to like you know,
dark
someplace?
How about
what
a prison?
No, what's the place where people go to hospice? I'll just go to like a hospice.
Even
hospice.
Darker.
And be like, listen, here you go, friend. You would you think it's darker to give a dying person a curse than a baby?
Yeah.
I think I don't know. I guess it.
How about
feels
death
more
row?
Like, it feels more like coercion when they have something bad over their heads. I would really rather take away their bright blank future.
Ooh.
Maybe that's what the curse is.
That is dark.
Wow, when did I get handed that cursed item? I don't remember.
When you were a baby.
It'll
probably.
Give them good morals.
You just put it right in the fetus.
Uh-huh.
Jesus.
Oh, and I also fuck with it not being 100 degrees here anymore the rest of this week. It should cool down, so that'll be good. We went from winter in Michigan directly to summer, which was a surprise.
Directly to Satan's butthole.
Yeah. So I fuck with 70 degrees and not 90 plus degrees, which is good.
Yeah.
I fuck with hoping that it doesn't rain for the next week again, because I still have to cut my damn grass.
It's a jungle now.
You know, at the point where your grass gets so long that it starts to get the little shit on the top of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's
itself.
What my whole yard looks like.
Yeah, it's starting to try to spread itself there a little bit.
That's really great for making your lawn thicker.
Actually,
it's already thick. I'm good.
I mean, if I had the luxury of having a yard, I would probably make like an English garden or something.
The Secret Garden.
Ooh.
I fucking love that movie, okay?
Never saw it.
I never read
so
the book,
it's
but
just
I did
about
see
this
the
little
movie.
Sick kid and then this like tomboyish girl. That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's
sick,
the whole thing.
Sick
they
kid,
hung out in the secret
tomboyish
garden.
Girl. Yeah, and then they were in like the 1800s and then oppression happened.
That's all you need
women.
To know.
And there's
so
a secret garden
boy
as well.
In the striped pajama type of situation.
He's in a wheelchair.
No, he's in a wheelchair, but he's like mostly like, I think his like, governess is just a hypochondriac on his behalf and like won't let him out, and it's played by what's her face McGonagall.
Oh,
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith. I haven't seen her in
any other movies.
Well, it's when she was in her prime. She was only 80. Oh. So.
The kid's probably probably in a wheelchair because she gave him a cursed object as a baby. I think that
it was probably the
he
elder
was,
wand.
He was really the first Horcrux. And then he died, actually. Tragically went back to Voldemort.
It's going to be a prequel to Secret Garden.
Dave, what do you fuck with?
Mistreating people. Let's see. I mowed my lawn because it didn't rain this past week.
Nice.
We reached around 90 degrees. So that was pretty hot that day, but we were able to do some stuff outside. Watched more Louder Milk. That's a really funny show.
What is that?
Louder Milk. It's, what's that guy's name? Ron Livingston. Plays a drug and alcohol counselor, and the mishmash of people in the meetings make it into a sitcom basically, and it's a little dark and it's really funny. Love it. I'm like, how have we never heard of this show? We're in the third season now. We're almost done with it.
This is the guy that was in
Office Space.
Office Space, yeah.
Yeah, Ron Livingston. Let's see.
I've been looking for a new show.
Oh, it's so funny.
Is it a new show or has it been around for a while?
Well, a new to me show.
Yeah, third season.
So they're still making it?
I don't know if there's another one. It didn't say series finale, at least not that I saw, but it's on Prime.
It's okay, good. I was going to say because it says it's an AT&T TV show, which
weird.
I didn't know AT&T made TV shows.
Isn't that weird?
That's very strange.
From Sweden.
Yeah. What else did I do? I got some voiceover work this past week. That was cool.
Get it. Good job.
Yes. It was like a long one sentence really for the documentary thing if that ever comes out that I was working on. The guy sends me like 4 or 5 lines every few months as he puts them together. He's writing the script. And he just said, oh, sorry for the delay. Here's the next line or so. And it was like one long sentence. And he's trying to pitch it right now to Netflix. So
that would be super
knows?
Cool.
That would be.
Oh, my God.
Has he been paying you in NFTs?
No.
Okay. Has he been paying you with your own lines as NFTs?
Yes. He just he turns them into NFTs and sells them back to me. And I'm like, thank you. That's very nice.
How generous.
So generous of a guy.
So I have to ask, are you just using your normal voice, but like in a more professional tone? Or are you putting on like an accent that's going to make you sound like the next BBC voice
for a documentary? Accent. No. He said he didn't want anything crazy. He wanted a little bit, like the first time I did a couple of reads for him, I did it very low key because it was a dark subject matter. It's about a mass shooting. So the first few reads I did were very low key and very like, portraying the sadness of what happened. And he's like, no, you got to be a little bit more. Whatever. He liked, the guy that does Forensic Files, Peter Thomas, the killer, whatever, that dude. He's like, kind of sound like him, but don't do an impression of him. Okay. I could try.
You know how like Mark Maron's really good at podcasts? You like do that. Can you do something like that? That's what I would say. Yeah. That's my direction.
Yeah.
Can you sound like the guy from 99% Invisible?
Yeah.
I've been
Roman
told
Morris, is that you?
I've been told I do a pretty good Mark Maron impression, man.
I've never heard his voice.
He's a good podcaster. If you want, I can actually play one of my lines that I recorded.
Mark, well, did you get another dog?
Was that the line?
No. That's Kingsley. No.
Is your other dog named Ben?
Kingston or Kingsley.
Oh, no. Yeah,
King
we went
something.
To a,
it's his neighbor's
went
dog.
To a party and somebody's birthday party, and there was another Frenchie there.
Yeah, here's a little sample. Ready?
The day after the first mass killing in county history, local residents are still coming to grips with their mourning, trying to unravel how something like this could happen so close to home.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like the Special Victims Unit.
Yeah.
And here,
that dude in the beginning,
are their stories.
These are their stories.
And that's exactly how he likes it.
Yes.
Exactly like that.
That's amazing.
The dedicated detectives of the Special Victims.
Yeah.
Bling, bling. I can't do the bling, bling sound, though.
Ice tea.
Did you guys watch Resident Alien? Anybody watch Resident Alien?
No, I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, people recommend it.
He learns how to speak English basically by watching Law and Order. So he gets a job as a town doctor, and they're like, they ask him something, he'll go, I'm afraid this man was murdered. And they'll be like, oh no. And he goes, gung, gung. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It is so damn funny, man. Gung, gung.
Oh, man. What was this called?
Resident Alien. So good.
I've got to vote it off now.
My wife and I were crying on a couple of the scenes in that. It's really good.
I can't.
My wife.
Cody, you're the last one. What do you fuck with this week?
I'm playing It Takes Two, which is
partner pass for that.
Yeah, because it's free. And a buddy of mine bought it.
Is that a game where you're like locked in two separate rooms and you got to kind of work to like meet up with each other?
There are certainly parts in there where it's like that, but we've made it about 2 hours in, and it is nonstop. It is an exhausting game.
Really?
Because there's no breaks or anything.
Is it puzzles or monsters?
What game I'm
puzzles, monsters. There's a bunch of like a bunch of different game styles, kind of like Nier, where they just implement a bunch of different styles of game into a single game.
That's cool.
And they
I love that. It keeps everything so fresh all the time.
Oh, it is. It's great so
really
far.
Cool.
It's a beautiful game.
PH fresh.
Only one person needs to buy it, and the other one gets to mooch. So
that's pretty amazing.
Cool, actually, that's really cool. Who makes that?
I actually don't know.
It almost sounds like remember when Portal 2 came out? They had the multiplayer co-op Portal 2 play. That was awesome. And it reminds me of that. You have to work together, shoot the right portals in the right spots, stand on platforms.
It's way more difficult when you're working with somebody else. Yeah. It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I love Portal. Portal 2.
I love that game.
Cody, you should try to get We Were Here. That's a really fun, strategic, like, puzzly game. It's free.
I love puzzles.
And you just have to have two computers. And it can run on just about anything. I think it runs on Unreal or Unity. Like, you can crank the settings down quite a bit, but you're essentially like separated the whole time, and you both of you have to like talk to each other. You can't see each other's screens, but you have to talk to each other and try to describe what you see, and then you have to try to figure out how to like get to the next room and so on and so forth until you finally beat the game.
Yeah, good for them for releasing
it's pretty
a free
cool
game.
It's called We're Here.
We Were Here.
We Were Here. Interesting.
Yep. And then they have a We Were Here Together, which
it's
is
like
their...
Don't Starve.
Yeah,
my son plays Don't Starve Together all the time.
It's fun. So, it's a high learning curve, I think.
I probably backed Don't Starve.
Oh yeah,
really? Mm-hmm. Wow, that's pretty good.
That's awesome.
You're an early Clay contributor.
Mm-hmm.
Have you played Have you played Griftlands or Oxygen Not Included yet?
I have both of those, and I don't know that I played either.
Griftlands, I like best. I think it's one of their best games.
It's cool.
You've been listening to Help Desk Nightmares on the Halfway Network. Help Desk Nightmares is created by Mark E., Cody T., with Dave G. It is edited by Mark E. It is produced by Mark E. If you like the show, and for others like it, check out halfwaynetwork.com. Leave us a review on iTunes so other people can find us. Follow us on Instagram at Help Desk Nightmares. Or visit www.helpdesknightmares.com.